I know this is a shot in the dark, quite literally, pun intended, I suppose, about the inner Earth, but I recall Ed once saying that there were some, well, perhaps machines that were coming to life under the surface of Mars, and I've long, very long, been fascinated, as you know, with the inner Earth, and tonight we had a story. Incidentally, I depend on all of you for these weird and unusual stories, and that's where I get them. You send them to me. So if you run into a story, the magnitude of the one I had tonight, for example, of the drilling and then the plan to go to the very center of the Earth, a real plan to do that, send them to me, artbell@aol.com or artbell@mindspring.com. But it occurred to me that either as a future project or one perhaps that Ed has already, I don't know, researched at some point in the past, we're all curious about what's inside the Earth, Ed. Have you ever looked?
Only in terms of extraterrestrial involvement. That's it. Nothing else.
Huh. With regard to Mars or Earth?
Both.
And what can you tell me about ET involvement with regard to Earth?
There is extraterrestrial intelligence. There are, let's call them bases. I hate to use the mundane word, but there are operation centers in seamounts, deep in seamounts, totally inaccessible to any human. And things come and go from those seamounts.
Things come and go.
Yeah, things, actual machines.
There have been all kinds of reports of UFOs disappearing into the ocean or rising out of it. I've heard stories from people at sea, you know, seamen, Navy guys. They will tell in hushed tones these stories of things they have seen either come or go from the sea.
Yeah, even the military team members, way back when I was operations officer, I would task viewers and take a look myself at some of these comings and goings. And the actual stopping points are in seamounts, very, very deep in the Earth.
Huh.
And, so because there's no access, that is not one of the things I chose to use in terms of contact. I used a different tact.
Oh,
yeah. Because, I mean, there's no access there. You can describe it, but I want the real thing.
All right, it's something called Vanguard ET contact attempt, and that's coming what, in August in North America?
It is. In fact, if that's successful, and there's every reason to believe that it should be after doing this for 20 years, and if that's successful, I'm going to bring back a very prominent person to do the filming, and then I'm going to invite you to be there as a witness to it.
Huh. What exactly is involved?
Watching. Just watching. That's all. They put on the show and interact, and you watch.
So
it's a wild card. We're not sure what's going to go down, but we are sure that the location is correct. And the genesis of this was a lot of work looking at this incident that happened in September 16th of 1994, the one that the late John Mack wrote about the children, the school children.
Yes. Oh, absolutely. Yes.
In terms of chain of custody, to know what agency we were dealing with, I use the term agency loosely. A lot of your listeners are going to hear that term, and they're going to think what you and I both know they're going to think. By agency, I mean extraterrestrial or non-human agency or interdimensional agency. Whoever orchestrated that or staged that particular appearance at the Ariel School outside of Harare, Zimbabwe,
yes.
Whoever did that, that's what we locked on to find out where we could contact that agency, where using a higher intelligence, in this case remote viewing, could link up with another higher intelligence. And we found two locations on the planet Earth, and one of them is in North America, not too far from where you live, but
really?
Far enough where you'd have to get a long drive or get on a plane.
Huh.
But I'll take care of that for you.
So you're saying there's going to be an incident or something that can be viewed that would be
ground truth.
how much of an incident are we talking about? Are we talking about sightings of a vehicle? Are we talking about a landing or an actual ET presence?
The sightings idea, that I used to lead scientific teams in the Southwest, particularly in New Mexico. And we've got that. We've got that down. We've got the photographs. We've got all the measurements in terms of artifacts of, let's say, propulsion. I use that term loosely. We've done all those studies, and we've gotten flybys, actual flybys. But we're after the same thing minimally, or something unknown, minimally what those children had, and that is a CE3. We're talking about a face-to-face coffee clash and nothing less. Now, what will actually happen, we don't know. But the area is just brilliant in terms of their selection of where we should go to be. It is a brilliant, brilliant selection.
Do you want to say where?
No, I cannot at this juncture. Perhaps on another show, I'll tell you privately, but I don't want to broadcast that. The last time I talked about the hot zone in America, that zone which was on a national park got overrun with joy seekers. And,
did it really?
Yes, it did.
I was not aware of that, Ed.
National Park Service was not really happy with me.
No?